This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Just 2 hours from now, U.S. President Donald Trump faces the start of open impeachment hearings into his conduct in office, the first such event in 20 years. After weeks of closed-door testimony involving current and former administration officials, the House of Representatives and a national TV audience will hear from William Taylor, the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, who oversees Ukraine affairs at the State Department. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will testify on Friday, with 8 more witnesses scheduled for next week. All of this is centered on allegations that President Trump abused his authority by pressing Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to open a probe of former Vice President Joe Biden before he would release close to $400 million in military aid Kiev wanted to help fight pro-Russian separatists, a quid pro quo. Mr. Trump's Republican defenders plan to focus on his intent, insisting he had deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism about corruption in Ukraine and that his hold on aid was entirely reasonable. Unlike Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton during their impeachment hearings, political scientist Chris Galdieri says, expect Donald Trump to be an active participant on Twitter.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw an awful lot of real-time commentary from him during the hearings, possibly even to the point of almost coaching Republicans during their time for questions during the hearing.
Israeli forces have carried out new airstrikes on Gaza, while militants there fired more rocket barrages into Israel. Palestinian health officials and the militant group Islamic Jihad said the Israeli attacks killed 2 people, raising the death toll to 12 since the latest round of violence began Tuesday, when an Israeli air assault killed an Islamic Jihad commander in Gaza. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. From Washington,